This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to this evening's episode of Rush Hour. It is the special edition with Dr. Dennis Patterson of Nevada Advanced Pain. We are a production of America Matters Media, the home of quality conversation. You can check us out on the web at americamatters.us. That's americamatters.us. And, of course, we are on Facebook at facebook.com/Reno Rush Hour. And that's also my Twitter handle, so you can follow me there, like me on Facebook, check out the watch party I'm about to get started. And this is an interactive program. Specifically an interactive program. We would love to have you call in and ask Dr. Patterson any questions that you may have or give us any comments that you might have about our topic today. 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. Or you can drop us a line in the Facebook Watch Party comments box when I get that started. And we are going to be talking about sacroiliac joint pain and a new treatment that is available for that. And Dr. Patterson, and welcome back to the set.
Hey, Kelly. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing just great under the circumstances. It's an odd unprecedented situation we all find ourselves in. But I think we're doing an amazing job of responding, especially here in Northern Nevada. And I think we're going to get through this just fine.
I agree with you, and hopefully we don't see anything like this again in our lifetime. It seems like the last time that America faced something like this was the 1918 Spanish flu.
Yeah, the swine flu was 100 years ago. Yeah. And then it led to the Spanish flu, which of course we would have never had the technology or ability to cope with like we do today. And I think we're doing pretty well. And I'm calling this, as far as economically goes, I'm saying no recession, reconception. Let's pivot and figure a way not to suffer from this. And,
correct.
And I think we can manage to bridge. And I think the stock market's going to roar back. And I think it's just going to be a couple of months of just, let's kind of freeze things a little bit, take stock, and just sort of bridge our way through it. And, we're all going to get a check, or two or
correct.
Whatnot, that we're going to. It's going to be okay.
I think we all need to come together, work together, and in the end, be together.
Yeah, just take a deep breath.
That's the key. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Don't panic. I think toilet paper is back in stock. the S didn't hit the fan.
Yes.
So everything's all clean. Keep your sanitizer handy. Keep washing your hands. I don't want to make light of anything. It's serious. We have 57 cases here in Washoe County. 4 have recovered. 6 have passed. All were 60 or older. Yeah. We're doing okay. So, we're supporting the heck out of each other. And I love that. And, so just everybody hang right in there and, we're going to be fine. But, I can't wait to talk about this, SI joint. It's called sacroiliac is how you pronounce that. And I know that very well because I have a condition called sacroiliitis.
Correct.
And, that means the joints in my hips are fusing together. How fun. So we're going to talk about that. And, so first of all, let's talk about Nevada Advanced Pain Specialist, nvadvancedpain.com. nvadvancedpain.com is the website. It has all the information. And you have 2 locations, one on Longley Lane and the other one over in Sparks at the Northern Nevada Medical Center.
That is correct.
And so tell us about I want to talk about your holistic approach to treatment and treatment of pain. You guys call it the biopsychosocial model, and I love that. And explain what that is real quick.
Yeah, so the biopsychosocial model means that we take a comprehensive look at patients' pain and how to treat it. And so not only do we treat their pain from a medical standpoint, but we treat it from a physical standpoint. So we get patients involved with, you know, massage therapists, physical therapists. But then we also understand that patients who have pain, about 70% of them, have some underlying anxiety and depression as a result of their condition. And so from a behavioral health standpoint, we also try to get them feeling mentally better about their condition. So we treat you from a medical standpoint, a physical standpoint, and then last but not least, from a mental standpoint to help you overcome this and move on in life.
And it's so effective. And I think as allopathic medicine or, you know, regular, you know, what people think of as just regular doctors and, yeah, and things like that, as more people are looking for alternatives to that, as they don't want to take the drugs and they're hearing about this opioid crisis and all this other stuff that, you know, all these scares that are going on in the news, they're looking for other, what else can I do?
Correct.
Instead of, or maybe in conjunction with what, you know, what I'm currently doing. And they're finding out that there are
other treatments. Tons of different treatments. And, you know, the good thing about it is that with the opioid epidemic coming to light, you know, insurances and, you know, are more open to looking at alternatives to helping patients and paying for those treatments. Where before, I think, you know, they, you know, it was a cheap solution for insurances just to deny other care and continue patients on these medications. But now that we know that these medications aren't good long term, it's really opened the doors for a lot of patients.
Now that lawsuits are a hell of a lot more expensive than
they are
physical therapy and massages, they've changed their tune quite a bit.
Yes.
And then they find that it's effective and cheaper.
Correct. Long-term.
Long-term.
Yeah.
And, you know, which, you know, I don't understand how these companies can be so dumb because, you know, they learn that time and time again.
Yeah.
They learned that with bariatric surgery and diabetes.
Correct.
They learned that heart health and, you know, cholesterol and...
Yeah, it's unbelievable that people will trip over a dime to pick up a penny.
Right.
And that's what these insurance companies are doing in a lot of cases.
It truly is. Truly is. But I guess, you know, they have all these different departments that never speak to one another. And, you know, people who are actuaries don't talk to the doctors at
Correct.
The insurance companies, who don't talk to the accountants, who don't talk to the HR, who don't.
Yeah.
And these companies are huge.
Yeah. And there's totally a disconnect within them.
And they don't necessarily have the same mission.
No, they don't.
These departments and these companies. I think a big reform is coming.
I think you're right.
So we've got to go to our first break. We will be back for the second segment of today's Rush Hour, Nevada Advanced Pain Edition, with the brilliant Dr. Dennis Patterson after these messages. Come on back.
Are you shy and don't want to talk on the air? Text us your questions or comments to 775-237-2266. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to our second segment of today's Rush Hour, our monthly Nevada Advanced Pain Specialists edition with Dr. Dennis Patterson. NVAdvancedPain.com. NVAdvancedPain.com is the website you want to go to for all the information on how to get in touch with Dr. Patterson's practice. And it's a multitude. It's a full office of, you know, Dr. Patterson, of course, is the primary and the owner of the practice, but there are different physicians, different practitioners. There's licensed massage therapists. There's physical therapy. There are cognitive behavioral therapists. I almost said creative behavioral therapists, which they are.
Which they are.
But it's the biopsychosocial model, which I just adore. It's what works. It's what's effective. It's the wave of the future, and it's where things are going. And if you, especially if you live in chronic pain, this is really what you need. And it's really, I highly encourage you as a chronic pain patient who will live in chronic pain for the rest of my life. I have no outlet. I have progressive degenerative diseases, chronic, genetically. So if there's no cure for them, there's no fix for them. So this recommendation comes from someone who cannot be cured. So for people who have a chance to, reverse this or, you know, severely slow or, mitigate your pain, this is the way to go. And I highly encourage you, nvadvancedpain.com. Dr. Patterson has the absolute best and most protocols in practice in town. So Active Nevada is this great newsletter that
Correct.
You put out. Beautiful, beautiful print edition, full color, recipes. I mean, what just an impressive, classy, top-notch operation
yeah.
you have. I mean, you really care. This shows that you care.
Exactly. And we want to stay at the cutting edge, and we want to give our patients all the information possible we can. And that's not only through education in person, but that's through printed materials like this. And, you know, I found that the only way to really market yourself to patients or the community is to create things like this.
Sure.
So, you know, everybody else wants to market to my patients. Why shouldn't I?
Right.
So you come in our waiting room, you'll see that these magazines are around. I don't have People magazine. You know,
right,
I put
right.
our own stuff
have,
out there
you
to
know,
educate people.
Mind rot.
Correct.
But, and I mean, I don't even look at this as marketing. It's information. You're not selling right. anything to anybody.
No.
You're informing them on, you know, ways to help them.
Correct.
Things that are, and options, not
Correct.
One thing. Here, this is what we're going to do. This is what I've got to offer. And here,
yeah.
this is it. It's all the different options so that they can sit there and compare for themselves.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I always tell patients, that there's no right or wrong way to do something. There's always multiple ways that things, you know, the multiple ways to skin a cat. And so if somebody, a patient has a diagnosis, I like to give them information on every up-to-date treatment for that option and then tell them what I think the pros and cons are for each one individually, give them handouts, let them go home, tell them that they don't have to make a decision that day. And then when they come back to, you know, have questions for me and let me help them make a more informed choice on what will help them or what they think will help them and what I think will help them.
That's exactly it. And I think we're finally coming back to a time, you know, we're getting the good snapback where people are doing their own research and, you know, taking the time now to really look beyond the headlines and look beyond just the surface and getting more information about
yeah.
things to make better decisions. I think there was a time where people just wanted to be told what to do and what to buy and what to, you know, here, this is what you need.
And, Correct.
And they've realized they got bad information. They got taken advantage of. They paid too much.
Correct.
And they're smartening up.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this SI joint
okay.
treatment, corner lock, sacroiliac
yeah.
joint stabilization.
Yeah, so the SI joint accounts for about 25% of patients with lower back pain in the community. And it can jump up to 40% in patients who have had a prior back surgery or a spinal fusion. And, you know, the typical patient that gets this usually is predominantly can be female, too, because when they, after bearing children, the joint gets distracted and may never come back. So this is a joint that has very little motion to it. It's only got about 2 degrees of motion in all planes. But
what
after,
do you mean by that?
Well, so, I mean, if you're looking at rotation, side bending, flexion, extension, it only moves about 2 degrees.
Right.
Where,
so
you
it's
know,
like
your shoulder
central,
is like 360 degrees, right?
Right. So your SI joint in the body.
Correct.
So like here, okay, here's the body. It's here in your hips.
Yeah.
Right.
It's what attaches your spine to your pelvis. It's basically
mm-hmm.
the joint that,
yes.
that does that. And it also acts as the base to for your upper body to your legs when you're in motion. So it has to be the stabilizing base.
It's the stable point where everything else pivots around it.
Yeah. And so in patients where this becomes painful, and usually why it becomes painful is because they have a more mobility to that joint. So we want some mobility, but we don't want too much mobility. And there's really no research out there to say what is too much. It's just, is it painful? And so there's about five different exam signs that we can do on patients. And the best, you know, that we have out there is that if three out of five are positive, then you got to assume they have an SI joint dysfunction. And then a lot of times it's doing a simple Novocaine injection into the joint. And if that alleviates their pain, then that kind of tells us that is what's causing the pain. And when you're there, you might as well just put a little bit of steroid. So a lot of times the simplest step is a simple steroid injection that would tell us if it helps their pain temporarily, so it's diagnostic, and then the steroid should kick in over a week or two, and hopefully it gets rid of their pain completely. But if it doesn't, then we got to look at ways to treat the joint. And there are a couple other treatments out there, but what I like to do is if it's, you know, the pain is due to instability or motion, we should stabilize the joint and let them move on with life because it could eliminate their pain completely.
Sure. And so how does corner lock work? What's the procedure? What is the
how does it work? So traditionally, there was only one way to do this procedure, and it was using bolts and a lateral approach. So now you have hardware or steel going up against the bone surface, which over time can cause erosion because the bone isn't as strong as the steel, and it never works out that way. And doing that lateral approach, you can actually cause neurovascular damage. So nerves and arteries can be damaged with the procedure. And then on top of it, after the patient has a procedure, they have to be non-weight-bearing for 4 to 6 weeks. Corner lock is a new type of procedure that happens posteriorly. So it's the same approach like you're doing the steroid injection, but instead of putting a needle in the joint, you put what's called a Steinman pin in, and then you use a series of dilators through about an incision about the size of a dime to get access into the joint. Then you create basically a void in the joint, and you put a graft in there, and that graft is bone. So now you've got bone on bone, which allows it to fuse over time. So what's great about this product is it stabilizes the joint immediately, and then it causes a fusion over time. And so the patients that have this procedure, they're weight bearing immediately. You can do the procedure and they walk out of the OR. And what I love about it is traditional lateral approach probably would take about an hour, hour and a half to be done. This procedure is the longest it's ever taken me is 23 minutes.
Wow.
And patients walk and go home and move on with life.
Wow. That's amazing. And when did this procedure come out?
So it came out, I think it's been in existence for about 2 years now.
Wow.
And the owner's name is Bob Compton, and Bob was a former orthopedic rep, and so he was involved in a lot of orthopedic surgeries, and so he understood a lot of the concepts about orthopedic surgery and how to cause bone to heal and fuse. And so he took all those concepts and created this product to try to find a novel way to treat SI joint pain simple, you know, more humane and give patients longer, better results. I believe he does. I hope he does.
Wow. That is so cool. And I love that. I love that it's a lot of these reps that are coming up with these concepts just because they've been in these surgeries.
Yeah.
They're looking at it and coming up with
they're like looking and saying,
better ways.
Yeah,
they
to do
say,
this.
I mean, you know, that just, I mean, folks out there, if you have an idea, keep it. You know,
to yourself.
To yours. I mean, don't keep it. Keep the core concept, but you know, you can change people's lives.
Absolutely.
I hate the term "change the world." Okay, the world doesn't necessarily need to be completely changed, but you can change people's lives for the better with your ideas, and this proves it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the world's greatest neurosurgeon.
No, you don't. All you got to do is have know to just do what's know, right for that patient you know, but at, in, that, it, at that
with
moment in time.
Whatever it is you do for a living within your industry, in your job right now, I know for a fact you have ideas about how to do things better.
Correct.
Right where you sit. I don't care if it's a new procedure about how to take breaks.
Yeah.
Or clean the coffee pot or whatever it is. If you have an idea that you think will make something better where you sit today, roll it uphill.
Absolutely.
Just you know, the worst they can say is no. So what?
Correct. You don't know until you try.
No. But you just might. I love it. We got to come back for another break. We'll be back with the second half of today's Rush Hour with Kellen Rush and Dr. Dennis Patterson with Nevada Advanced Pain Specialists after these messages.
Want to expand your advertising dollar? Sponsor this or any America Matters program by calling 775-827-8900, extension 2. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the second half of today's Rush Hour with Nevada Advanced Pain Specialists Edition, nvadvancedpain.com, nvadvancedpain.com. And I have the amazing Dr. Dennis Patterson of Nevada Advanced Pain Specialists right here in front of me. And, you know, it's funny. We always joke about having, you know, the face for radio. And now that we do radio picture here on America Matters Media, you do have a face for radio, and I'm able to display
you.
It, which I love with Facebook Live. And we are also on YouTube, my Rush Hour radio show channel, as well as the America Matters Media Rush Hour channel. So you are all over the place. And, of course, this can be shared and, you know, propagated out, and we'll send it out to all of our different pages too, because this is very important and it's very timely, and so many of us are in pain.
Correct. For a third of Americans are 100 million Americans, you know, suffer from daily chronic pain,
and they want to cancel opiates.
Yeah,
because 45,000 people
have died. Overdose or accidental overdose. And the interesting part about the CDC numbers that they've posted over the last couple of years is they don't really sort it out between what medications are prescribed by a physician versus which are street drugs. And it's very hard to tease those numbers.
They do. They do, actually.
Oh, do they?
45,000 were prescriptions.
Wow. Okay.
And because it was 72,000.
Yeah,
so
okay,
the 45 were prescription. And,
have we seen a difference, though, with all the regulations and rules passed?
They haven't really done the updated
if the numbers of data. Yeah, I was going to say they haven't.
Or updated numbers yet, I don't believe. So who knows?
Yeah.
But the worst is and they never, ever, ever talk about the drunk driving numbers, which are so astronomical.
Correct.
Compared to all of this.
Correct.
Which is the worst drug of all. I mean, it's you know, it's pure poison.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And, you know, ethyl alcohol, and then which then turns into acetaldehyde in the alcoholic's body, you're missing that second liver enzyme that breaks it down, which they never tell you.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you are an alcoholic, you do have a physical disease, and it is not your fault, but it is your responsibility.
Correct.
You are effectively allergic to alcohol.
Yeah.
So you must recover medically and can't drink ever again.
Yep.
So enough of that. Sorry. Did not mean to digress there. Didn't know where that came from. So back to sacroiliac joint.
Yeah.
And what other treatments are there?
Yeah. So, you know.
Like if this one isn't appropriate.
Perfect.
For someone.
You know, I always try to break down treatments to patients very simplistically, and I try to go from the least invasive to the most invasive. So let's start with the least invasive. You know, that would be like modalities or bracing. So, I mean, you may find a TENS unit may give patients adequate relief. You know, TENS unit is electrical stimulation kind of over the area that you turn on. Bracing-wise, there are such things as an SI joint brace. And basically what it does is it compresses that joint and tries to, you know, limit the motion of the joint and make it feel better.
Uncomfortable and...
Correct. And those are passive things. Yeah. They're not going to cure the patient. You know, you can put patients on different medications. You can try, you know, things from topical medications over that area to over-the-counter medications to prescription drugs to, you know, patients who have chronic pain who need, you know, opioids to stay functional. Mm-hmm. But once again, those medications usually don't cure people. They just kind of help them, you know, keep active and being able to do their day-to-day functions. And then you look at the next thing, which is therapies. And so physical therapy, you may work with a physical therapist. They can change the biomechanics, you know, strengthen the muscles around the joint. That may be enough to kind of create your own pelvic girdle to make it stronger to be able to move on and not have an issue moving forward. And it's when all those kind of simpler treatments fail that you look to do, you know, more invasive treatments. And so the least invasive treatment that we can do is that simple SI joint steroid injection. That takes about 30 seconds. It's one diagnostic and two therapeutic, as I was describing earlier. And then if that doesn't give patients long-lasting relief, because unfortunately steroids for some patients, they're non-responders or they don't do anything for them. Mm-hmm. So the other two options I look at that point are you can block the nerves to the joint, which are called the lateral branches, and you can do a radiofrequency neurotomy for it. The problem with that is those nerves grow back. The procedure has to be repeated. And so you're talking about an invasive procedure that takes 30 to 40 minutes that you need to do two to three, once or twice a year on the average patient.
Okay. What's that procedure? You said it's invasive. So where is it?
Well, it's needle pokes. And so basically what we're doing is we got multiple needle pokes. It's, you know, anywhere between 15 to 20 needle pokes. And you're putting them strategically over where you know the nerves lie. And then you're burning the tissue. And so.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
So, and that's now what.
And sometimes that can take 2 to 4 weeks for the patient to get over the pain from the procedure.
What's that called?
It's called a radiofrequency neurotomy or an SI joint denervation.
Wow.
And like I said, that takes 30, 40 minutes. Or the next most invasive thing would be the stabilization procedure, which is a one-time deal.
Well, right.
It takes 20 minutes. But it's crazy that a full surgery with incisions takes less than a radiofrequency neurotomy procedure, you know, that has to be repeated over time. And there is one study that showed that was just released last year in an orthopedic journal showing that patients who got an SI joint denervation, 5 years later, they're on higher dose of medications and doing worse than patients who did get a stabilization procedure.
I could see that. Correct. I could see the nerves growing back more sensitive.
Correct. They could definitely do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And when they grow back, they're not going to grow back in the same spot. And so sometimes reproducing that radiofrequency ablation over time, you don't get the same results that you did the first time.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, the body is a very fascinating vessel. Yeah,
it is. It definitely is.
And how
very
it
complex.
Reacts and responds to the things we do to it.
Yeah.
In survival, you know, how it tries to, you know, what it does to survive.
Correct.
And to help us survive.
Correct.
And that's very, very interesting. What are contraindications to this? Like, who wouldn't you operate on, or what would cause you not to?
Yeah, so you'd have to be concerned with patients, you know, with osteoporosis, right? So they have very thin bone. And when you're going to go in there and create a cavity to put this implant in, the bone is too fragile. It may be difficult for an actual fusion to take place because they just don't have the hold it in place.
Sure, sure.
So that's one population.
Well, yeah, because this thing is like a plastic bolt.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Correct. Well, it's not a plastic bolt. It's actually an allograft dowel. So it's basically cadaver bone.
That's the bone.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
God.
That they've created from cadavers. And then it's got if you look at it, it's got a kind of some ridging.
Yeah.
So when you place it in, those ridges lock the joint together.
Well, sure. They're threads.
And don't allow it to back out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking that they bolted the bone to, so that when you bolted it tight, it those bones fuse together. Oh, holy crap, that's even more brilliant than I thought.
Yeah. So you're just creating a void, a smaller void with a piece of metal. You're kind of putting it down in the joint that's the same shape, but smaller.
Sure.
And then through that, you kind of hammer down this, makes it like a press fit. And then those ridges allow it not to be able to back out of the joint.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's very good. And the company does have their own website. I think it's cornerlock.com. Mm-hmm. And I think they've got
LOC.
Yeah. And they've got patient testimonials and actually even videos. And if you even go to YouTube and just put Cornerlock in, they've got a 1 to 2 minute video showing you from start to finish how the procedure is done or the steps that are involved.
Look at that cute little older couple on the front. Cornerlock. It is Cornerlock, LOC, cornerloc.com. Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Neat. I'll have to check that out. And actually watch the video.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's considered minimally invasive. And
yeah, like I said, it's a simple procedure to do. Takes, 20 minutes at most. And the great part about it is the cases I've done, I've never had a patient complain of postoperative pain afterwards. And like I said, the other advantage is they can go back to doing their normal activities, where if a patient gets that lateral approach, they have to be non-weight bearing on that side for 4 to 6 weeks, which can really interrupt your life.
Well, sure. Yeah. It's like regular, bone surgery or like a regular, recovery from a broken bone.
Yeah.
Wow. That's something else.
It's amazing, right?
Yes, yes. And I love this stuff that you bring us to tell us about, our show last month when you had the two reps from those two different...
For the spinal stenosis.
For the spinal stenosis equipment or hardware. The one that has, that's just the size of a... hole punch.
Yeah, that you can actually decompress the spine through a hole punch and give patients pain relief. It's unbelievable. And that's the thing that I think is happening in my field of medicine, is that the minimally invasive techniques are getting better and better, and the ideas that people are coming up with are brilliant.
Well, and the need for it is, because of this opioid crap, the need for it has become so urgent to find other ways to deal with these massive amounts of people in pain because of these, and they're only going to get more and more prevalent.
That's it. You're absolutely right.
So we've got to go to another break. We'll be back with a fourth and final segment of today's Nevada Advanced Pain Specialist edition of Rush Hour. Come on back.
Unable to listen to the whole show? A recording of today's program will be available later today. Visit americamatters.us and click on the podcast link. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the fourth and final segment of today's Rush Hour, the Nevada Advanced Pain Specialists edition with Dr. Dennis Patterson. And go to nvadvancedpain.com for all of the information about their practice. And we were talking about Cornerlock. Sacroiliac joint stay. I got to get back. Focus. We were having a discussion offline, so now I'm getting back into topic. Cornerlock sacroiliac SI joint stabilization procedure, which, now that I really get it, is really amazing, where it takes bolts made out of bone.
Correct.
And it uses those. It used to be big old metal hardware bolts, and this takes these bones, and then, of course, they eventually fuse into...
Yeah.
Your bone and just becomes bone. I mean, it's just, wow.
So the design of this, like I was saying, or why patients have pain, is they got a abnormal motion or instability of the joint. And the technology with this is it actually gives a press fit, which gives instant stabilization. So there is no fusion initially. It's just the way the graft is made stabilizes the joint instantly. And then it's also the procedure allows those grafts to become part of the bone or create a fusion over time, 6 to 12 months.
That's just brilliant.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Work with the body, how it works with itself. And,
correct.
And the fact that, the rep came up with the idea. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, obviously he worked with somebody trustworthy, and that's the hard part, you know, is knowing who to trust to tell your idea. So we were talking offline about, you know, when things get back to normal after, you know, the pandemic and everything, passes, and what do you think that will look like? What are your feelings on how this is going to go?
Yeah. So I think it could go one of two ways, right? I think it's going to go where, you know, we'll in hindsight look back at this and be like, wow, that was interesting. Hopefully there's nothing like that happens again. And, you know, we just kind of move on with life as normal. Or, you know, especially in the field of medicine, this may change how we do things moving forward. And what I mean by that is right now we're trying to social distance ourselves from one another. We're trying to do office visits and consultations with patients without having to see them in person. So telemedicine's, you know, kind of jumped at the forefront. The government's kind of relaxed the rules around telemedicine. And so the question is after this is said and done, will they go back to reinforcing the rules, or are they going to leave them lax moving forward? I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, I think they'll create rules around it.
Yeah.
And what are the rules now?
So right now, like, you know, it used to be that you had to have a set location where the patient came, you know, or, you know, it built in your office so that you'd talk from there. Where now, you know, I can, as long as I got a laptop, I can stay at home and I can log into Zoom and see patients, or even I can use my FaceTime on my phone.
What's the big deal?
Well, before there, I think they're worried about HIPAA violations, that the software people could hack in and access patients, you know, personal information, especially their health information. And so I think there was a lot of worries about that.
So what'll happen then is they will require the platform to harden.
Correct.
And be secure. And
yeah,
the HIPAA thing, I think if they get the consent of the patient, here I'm not in a, you know, in a physically, you know, your information may be overheard.
Correct.
Is that okay? Yes. Click.
Yeah.
You know, or click here, sign here, whatever. And that'll cover that.
Yeah, and so they've.
It'll stick.
Job and relax a lot of these regulations.
And the thing. The good thing I think about all of this is that a lot of that kind of stuff is going to emerge. What this did, one thing that this did, absolutely, is push over the fence finally once and for all the fact to a-hole old school management. Yeah. That teleworking works.
Correct.
Working remote is okay. Yeah. You can trust us. You can trust people.
Yeah. You don't have to have
hire
physical
adults
space.
And treat them that way.
Correct.
And physical space costs can be saved. Wow.
Correct. I think we're going to find that we can do less with or more with less.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. Do you need a traditional office that people show up to?
Expensive real estate.
Correct.
A lot of that space is going to get freed up, and I think we're going to realize that we don't need to build.
Correct.
We can repurpose a lot of this space. This infill space that's downtown and all, where people keep wanting to say they want to live, and repurpose these office buildings into living space and let people work there.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so I think there's going to be a lot of, like I said, you know, no recession, reconception. And I think this is going to cause a lot of people to, you know, pivot.
Correct.
Figure out how to do things differently and better, finally.
Correct.
It's going to be a really good shakeup.
Yeah.
And a lot of traditional bastions that, you know, are not so traditional anymore, that, you know, those traditions aren't so important anymore, are going to come crumbling down.
Correct.
Yeah. And another thing that's going to happen is customer service for a lot of the big boys is going to have to come up.
Yeah.
I was saying this earlier on one of our other shows, the airline industry. is going to really have to step up.
Well, it's been fascinating over the last couple of years seeing all these the way they treat some of these passengers on these flights.
Just passengers in general with the service, the crap product that they offer, and continuing to diminish it and charge more for it.
Correct.
Yeah. This was coming. They had a big comeuppance.
Correct. And it's amazing now, you could probably Google search it now and see that you can pretty much fly anywhere for, the cheapest you have, could have in years, because they're desperate for clients. But, I guess buy something that's 3 to 6 months out down the line when all this has passed and it's safe to travel.
no kidding. That's the problem. I don't know what my schedule will be like. I wish I could plan like that.
It would be awesome, right?
I mean, I haven't been on vacation in 20 years. I can't even remember.
Kelly, we got to get you out.
I know, right? but yeah, it's crazy, it will shift things. And it's all, the thing is, everybody's in panic mode. It's all going to be for the better. I promise.
It really, really is.
And even though, some things are going to go down, but it's not, and it'll be a bad thing, if there's the people involved and blah, blah, blah. But, it ultimately, and in a really big way, it's going to be a good thing for so many.
Well, that's the amazing part about our country is it's very resilient. Mm-hmm. And when needed, we all come together and work together when we need to. At times we can have differences and kind of seem like we're not as affluent.
That's the other thing.
But at these times, we all come together. And in the end, we always come out better, bigger and better and stronger and unified. And I think that's exactly what times like this do, is they kind of remind us that we need to work together. We need to be a team. And in return, we can do better things and be bigger than ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And I think this really proved that, we the people know exactly what to do.
Correct.
We came together immediately and pulled in towards each other and immediately went community and what can we do and how can we do it. And the politicians went. So I think, and then many of them I think have done well.
Yeah.
But some of them, just kind of, we've got it now. We've got it. We're doing all right. And it's going to be fine. And that's all there is to it. We just have, the big thing now is keeping ourselves just safe and healthy.
Correct.
If you get it, get it managed. Otherwise, keep washing your hands, using your sanitizer.
Exactly.
Common.
Right. Yeah.
Every day.
Common sense things that we should have been doing all along.
Yeah. And you as a doctor, what do you recommend? Do you recommend anything additional?
Right now I think, if you don't have to be around people, don't be around people. Do your social distancing. If you have to be with them, try to maintain that 6 feet. Anytime you touch anything or go out and do anything, make sure you wash your hands multiple times. When you wash your hands, you want it to be about 20 seconds mm-hmm. long.
Is it true to sing happy birthday?
Yeah, the happy birthday song is always a good one or a funny one to kind of keep you distracted and make sure that you do it. And then there's other ways to wash your hands. Make sure you get underneath your nails, the backsides of your thumbs.
Yeah.
Those are areas that typically get missed. So you just want to make sure that you get those covered as well too. And then, in the meantime, if you can work from home, work from home. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Just do your best that you can to kind of help prevent the curve from going up.
Yep. And, Dr. Patterson, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you coming on and bringing us more great information from Nevada Advanced Pain Specialists, NVAdvancedPainSpecialists.com, NVAdvancedPainSpecialists.com. And you'll be back Thursday a month from now.
That's
great. We can't wait. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.